It's Powerback time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each week we bring you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. There are two types of people in the world. There are the kind that have a zero inbox or just a couple, or there are the people like I saw on the screen that had 8,497 or some crazy ass number like that emails in their inbox, all unread. Email has quickly become one of our primary forms of communication, and man, is it a slippery slope. Tone can get lost, details can get overseen, and it can create a disconnect between people. But without even digging into the depths of the communication style itself, today we're going to talk about the crippling need to answer our emails at any given time of any given day. When I first started Works back in 2007, I felt like I had to answer email all day and all night. I mean, people needed something from me, right? They were sending me a message, which meant that they requested a response from me. And in my head, I assumed that they needed it in that instant. I thought I was being a better business person. I thought I was a better communicator. And I thought that I was helping them. Turns out what I was actually doing was training them on what they can expect from me. And that was an immediate response. So then when I would go a few hours or, heaven forbid, a day or two without responding to them, what's wrong? Is something going on? Why haven't you responded to me? And it created anxiety and stress for both of us. It actually took me a couple of years to undo that training that I did with those clients and create a new standard for myself and the way that I communicated. I set up a new expectation by not answering people immediately, by not answering them at nighttime, and most certainly not answering on the weekend. If you're in the type of business where it's not required for you to be on email over the weekend, for instance, if you're on call, yeah, you're probably going to need to be checking your emails. But if you're running a business or working within a business that is not requiring that of you, yet you have created that standard for yourself, you have inflicted a lot more stress on your life than is necessary. And guess what the beautiful thing is? You have the power to change that. This week, I want you to take your power back by turning off the notifications on your email, on your phone, and not check your email at nighttime or on the weekends. Now, I remember I was in a coffee shop one day and I was talking to somebody about how I don't answer email, especially when I'm on vacation. There's a whole episode in its own. But they were like, how do you do that? And I'm like, I just don't. It took a little while to get over it, right? There's an anxiety that comes with, am I missing out? Does somebody need something from me? After a few weeks and doing this on a regular basis, it became the new norm. I undid a habit that I had created myself. And you want to know something? It is so freeing to not be bogged down with the need to check email. See, when you're at home at nighttime, chances are you're with your family. But if you're half with your family but half with your email, then your attention is divided. If you're on your email over the weekend, you're not taking the necessary breaks that your mind and your body needs, which means you've not unplugged and you've never really actually physically left work. And I can remember a scenario where I checked an email on a Friday night, you know, because things just drastically changed and I have to check in even though I just left 3 hours ago. And lo and behold, it was one of those nasty emails. Someone was upset about something. And I immediately go into, oh shit mode. How do I fix this? And then I'm frantic and I'm responding. And how do I fix this for this person? How do I overcome this obstacle? And you know what? That person sent that email, closed their laptop, and went home for the weekend. Meanwhile, I was ripping myself apart for the next 48 hours. They weren't checking back in. They sent what they had to say and went home. I spent that entire weekend worrying, upset, frustrated with myself, concerned. And you know what I wasn't? I wasn't present. I wasn't present with myself. I wasn't present with my family. It was in that moment that I realized that nothing is that important. When I came back in on Monday, it actually wasn't even that big of a deal. I had just misread the tone of the email. I couldn't take back those 48 hours with myself or my family because I had already spent that time worrying. Keep in mind, if it's that important, someone will pick up the phone. And in that scenario, you get to choose how you can or cannot help that person in that moment. The easiest way that I have found to not feel like I have to check those emails day and night, night and weekend, is simply by turning off the notifications. When it's not dinging and binging, when it's not popping up, when you're in the middle of doing something for dinner, the feeling of urgency starts to go away. And after some time, you too can break that habit. Join me next week on the Gutsy Podcast. We're going to talk about building a budget. I have a sweet and dear friend, Diana Stone. This lady lives and breathes numbers. I mean, when you talk about someone that gets legitimately giddy about line items in an Excel sheet, this lady has got it going on. But one of the things I love most about her episode is we can talk about building a budget in a really humanistic way. And just because you build a budget doesn't mean that you have to stop doing the things that you enjoy. Creating a budget actually gives you the permission to spend. Until then, follow the Gutsy Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And for more Gutsy insight, follow me personally at ThatLauraAura. See you next time.